Hi, welcome to the Meg Pearson Podcast, Fertile at 40. I'm your host, Meg Pearson. After many health complications due to alcohol addiction and an eating disorder that ruled my world for close to 20 years, I was told I would never have children. At 38, I naturally and surprisingly fell pregnant, and the transition from maiden to mother was wrought with love, grief, excitement, and healing. Becoming a mama was about far more than just soothing stitches and learning how to care for a tiny human. It was, and still is, a relearning of who I am and what I am truly capable of. After over two challenging years trying to conceive a second baby since, I gratefully and naturally conceived my second child just as I turned 41, after three losses and heaps of heartache. I am a doula in training, holistic chef, teacher of yoga, and a childbirth educator, and I am here to share my story because I know it's not just mine. Join me each week for unbiased convos with a no-bullshit approach to faith, infertility, conscious conception, and connected pregnancy, with birth stories, expert interviews, and personal anecdotes to help tell the story of creation. Welcome. Now let's do this. One last thing before we get into the conversation, I want to remind you that this podcast provides general information and discussion about natural medicine, health, pregnancy, and childbirth related subjects. The content here should not be taken as medical advice, and the content here is for informational purposes only, and because each person is so unique, please consult with your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Now, on with the show. Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of Fertile at 40 Podcast. My name is Meg, I am your host. I'm so excited to have you here once again for this solo episode. I have so much to celebrate with you guys because, officially this podcast has been live for over 1 year now. I can't even believe it. Like, it feels like so long ago I began thinking about the idea about creating a podcast. I mean, much of 2020, sitting at home, I was like, maybe I should do a podcast. And then it was May 20th of 2022 that the first episode aired. I can't even believe it. So much has changed about the show, and so much has changed about myself and my life over the last 49 episodes. Yeah, I've only done 49 because I did take a couple of weeks off for personal reasons over the last year. But, you know, what I love most about this platform is that it can grow with me and with you, my listeners, as our needs evolve and change. So what started out as a means for me to interview and share about all the healers, the teachers, all the different tools that I have learned and utilized myself over the years on my healing journey. You know, we covered everything at the beginning, from breathwork, human design, Akashic records, the tarot, conscious parenting, body acceptance, manifestation. I even had a period there where I was talking a lot more about online biz and branding. You know, it's really just been about sharing my story of healing and more recently, my story of fertility and conscious creating the life and my family of my dreams. So what you've probably noticed is my focus now is more on my mission to support mamas in all stages of their journey. And as the show has morphed into, and as such, the show has morphed into more of a gathering place for those on the same path as me, you know, where together we can navigate this magical, transformational, and sometimes lonely phase of matrescence, which is the journey into and through the birth and parenting portal. And this journey is unlike any other. It is life-changing and irreversible. And mamas, we need support, especially those of us choosing to do things differently. So I want to thank you guys for being here. So I spoke briefly on my social media a couple of weeks back about what I'm calling the new mama codes. And this is something that is still revealing itself to me, something that has been downloading a lot over the last year through my conception journey for little Ozman, who I'm going to get to in a moment. I'll give you guys a pregnancy update in a moment. But it's something that's still continuing to unfold on my journey and in my ceremonies. You know, this pregnancy has been a ceremony unto itself, you know. And parenting in these times in the world is massively important. We have to start to understand and really believe that the days of competition, judgment, rules, rigidity, they are dissolving. from conception to carrying the future in our womb to empowered birth and our march through matrescence, we deserve to dance our own song, free from opinions, conditions, and fear. But we also hold responsibility, such great responsibility, to be open to new ways of being, to hear our hearts and the hearts of others on the path, to raise our frequency as we raise our families. If we have means, then we have no excuse. And these new mama codes, they are real, my friends. They are real. And they began dropping into my body as my baby boy dropped into my realm last year. So I'm still unpacking their power and learning how to apply their solve. So I'm so excited to be receiving these codes and to be transmitting them to you guys as they come to me. So that is going to be unfolding in the weeks and the months to come. You know? So let's talk a little bit. I'll give you guys a little bit of a pregnancy update. I am, at the time of this episode going live, about 32 weeks pregnant with little Ozzy, which is crazy. I can't believe I've only got about, I feel like it's going to be less than 8 weeks. I feel like he is going to make an early appearance. I will love to hear people's ideas. Maybe we could make some bets about when, how soon we think the Lost Man will come. I just feel because Kobe came early, my first, and also just the way my body is feeling, the way that he's feeling, his presence is so big, and that I feel like he's going to need to come a little bit early, but maybe that's just wishful thinking. At any rate, 32 weeks, if you are to look at one of those apps that say how big the baby should be, he's about the size of a winter squash or a small pumpkin. I don't know. My belly right now already looks like a watermelon. I don't understand how it's going to get much bigger, but it is what it is. He is, you know, I was just at the doctor last week and we did do a checkup, just a quick one, because I am flying next week, which I'll tell you about again in a second. So I just wanted to get the all clear on my blood pressure and all of that stuff. And I, as a certified childbirth educator, I do know that late term ultrasounds are typically highly inaccurate when it comes to dictating the size of a child or a fetus. And so when my doctor told me that, you know, my son's bones are measuring average, but he is fat, those were his words, chubby, healthily round. And the ultrasound did say that he was weighing well over 4 pounds already, which is beyond the high end of what is average at this point in the pregnancy. You know, I took it with a grain of salt and I am not panicked. I'm not going to allow anyone to coerce me into any sort of induction merely due to the size of my baby, because I do know how inaccurate that is. And at the same time, I do trust that maybe he is going to be a large baby, because my family does make big babies. My mother made an 11 pound, a 9 pound, and an 8 pound, and our daughter was 8 pounds and she came a little bit early, so we'll see. But I also do know that healthy babies are super safe and can be born by their healthy and capable mothers. So that's me, a healthy and capable mother. But yeah, so the pregnancy has been interesting. The last month or so has gotten a little bit more difficult on me physically. I'm noticing that my belly feels a lot heavier than it did around this time when I was pregnant with Kobe. Honestly, I don't feel like I felt like I had to carry my belly around when I was pregnant with Kobe until I was like in the last few weeks of the pregnancy. So like 37, 38 weeks. And I'm starting to feel that already with little Ozman. And I'm sure it's a combination of many things, including the fact that my muscles just aren't as toned in my abdominal region as they used to be. You know, wear and tear on the body. And potentially, who knows, maybe he is a heavier baby. So that's been difficult. Sleep has been a challenge, as it often is for many women that come this time in the pregnancy. For me, it's been the dreams. They've been nonstop, so vivid. Also, discomfort from indigestion. So I'm sleeping propped up my upper body for the first half of the night or so. I sleep propped up and then I roll onto my sides with my pillows. I am having a tiny bit of hip pain when I sleep. So that's new, not something I ever dealt with Kobe, but I am keeping my daily walks in and my daily yoga practice, you know, 6 days a week at least. getting in at least a 20-minute yoga practice, which I know has been very, very helpful in keeping any other sort of body aches or pains at bay. Oh, what else is going on? Well, we just have come through, and I'm hoping, knock on wood, have come through a very powerful period with my older daughter, Kobe. She'll be 3 in July. And I feel like perhaps she's really been feeling the energy around this little boy that's coming. And she's starting to recognize that things are going to change around here. So, of course, she's feeling a lot of big emotions about that. She's also been dealing with a transition where she's spending a bit more time in her preschool class and less time at home with the nanny and or home with us. So that obviously is going to be, you know, causing some feelings for her, some emotions to come up. And also I've been working a lot. May is a month where I had signed up to cover some extra roles and responsibilities in my day job. So that has meant that I've been out of the home a lot more than I normally am. So I know that that has been affecting her. So we've gone through about the last week and a half with major sleep disturbances and a lot of tune trums. So sleep disturbances, which are super shocking for us because little Kobe has pretty much slept through the night, 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. since she was 5 months old. She just happens to be a child that likes her sleep. We did do some very gentle sleep training at the beginning because I had to go back to work pretty quickly and I didn't want to be exhausted. Will we do things differently with Ozzy? Maybe. But it has been good for all of us over the last couple of years. And that has had a big turnaround over the last week and a half where she's needed us with her in her bedroom in order to fall asleep. And then she's been calling for us at the crack of dawn between 4 or 5 in the morning, which we are just not used to, I have to say. Because she hasn't said a peep to us until we've gone in to get her out of her crib at 7 a.m. for the last like 3 years. Like, doesn't even call our name. She wakes up, she plays, and at 7 a.m. we go in to get her, and that's usually when we hear from her about it. So it's been a rude awakening to have her crying out for us on the baby monitor at all hours. But we have all adapted and moved our way through this phase, and it seems like as of last night, a big shift took place. I've been talking a lot about, you know, her feelings and really validating them and also encouraging her to really embrace her individuality and to embrace her her ability to own her bedroom space for what it is. She transitioned out of her toddler bed a few months back. Really, really easy transition. Did not have a single sleep hiccup with that. So we've just been talking about how amazing it is that she is in her big girl bed. And, you know, if she doesn't want to sleep, she does have the options to play with her toys, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been really, really great. The tune trums, on the other hand, have been a very difficult thing for us to navigate because she's never been one to have, and I'll use the word here, tantrum. She's not really been a tantrumy kind of girl. But over the last week, it's been hours each day, 4 to 5 hours a day where she's just in screaming fits. And I call them tantrums because I really have tried to reframe the idea that when she's having these big moments, that it is a time for me to tune in and see what her wants or needs or big feelings are that are actually at play, because it's never typically about the thing or the, you know, the toy that she wants or the boundary that I've set for her. It's usually about something much deeper. And so I've been really examining that and going back to all of my peaceful parenting techniques and trying to refresh on all of that stuff that I, you know, studied before Kobe came and haven't really had to use a whole lot of. So it's been interesting to put all of those things into practice. And it's interesting because I'm always coaching other parents on how to do said techniques with their children. And now I'm actually being put to the test and doing it with my own almost 3-year-old. So that's been a trying, I'm not going to lie, it's been exhausting and beautiful experience. And I will give full transparency here that I did have a couple of meltdowns myself over the last week, several times crying on my yoga mat, shutting down, which was my old tactic. When I was a young teenager, when my emotions became too much, I would just shut down. And I found myself there in that place at once this week too. So that's been something that I've had to look at, and that's my work to see how I can better handle these feelings of overwhelm that are coming up. Because let's face it, if I'm having these already with my one daughter, I'm definitely going to have moments of crazy when our little Osman joins the family. So it's, like I said, it's been an ongoing, beautiful ceremony, this parenting journey, and I'm so grateful for all of it. Now, as far as the pregnancy with Osman is concerned, like I said, everything is going great. Next Wednesday, June the 1st, I am flying into Miami for the Empower Women's Conference that's taking place June 2nd and 3rd, 2022 in Sarasota, Florida. So if you're not listening to this in a timely manner, this episode, this information may be a little bit out of date, a heads up, but I'll be speaking at the Empower Women's Conference, which I am so excited about. This is an amazing conference put on by my dear friend Kelly. And the lineup of speakers are just spectacular, women from all walks of life. So on day one of the conference, we'll all be sharing some of our story and some of the tools and techniques that we've used to overcome obstacles and challenges in life, trauma, and also have been able to use all of these aspects of our lives and ourselves to create, to learn, to become successful in business. And it's just the amazing, the women are just incredible. And then on the second day, on Friday, June 3rd, Kelly will be leading a whole workshop of a series of workshops to help really reset all of our attendees so that they can walk out of there with just an amazing arsenal of ways to change the way that they're living their lives and be in their power, to feel empowered. So this is an amazing event. So if you're going to be in Florida, if you're anywhere near Sarasota, or if you're looking for something to do next week, I'm going to be flying up there from Costa Rica. So no excuses for you guys, should be able to fly there as well. You can go to the link in the show notes for more information about that and tickets and availability. Would love to see you guys there. I'm so, so, so excited. It's going to be the first time I'm away from my daughter, Kobe, for this amount of time ever. So that is going to be an interesting challenge, but I do look forward to that. Now, before I say goodbye, I do want to just mention, I haven't officially announced it yet, but I have an amazing opportunity for any of you guys out there that are listening that might be looking for support, insight, and community. Anyone that is out there looking to conceive, that's on a fertility journey, anyone that's pregnant and expecting like myself, or in the postpartum ritual of becoming mother, I am launching a Facebook community called Modern Matricence, where I will be offering up tons of information, probably live calls, workshops, education series, shares. And when I'm home on my mat leave with Ozzy, I'll be getting raw and real in there about my journey. So I would love for any of you guys that might be interested in joining that. It is launching in June. If you want to head to the link in the show notes about joining my email insiders crew, you will be the first to get the link to that. And I am going to be limiting it, I think, to a certain number of people. But I would love to have that as part of, you know, the way that we can stay connected. This is being a way that I get to hear from you as opposed to you guys just having me in your ear all the time. So like I said, head to the show notes, join my email insiders crew to become a part of that. I can't wait to connect with you guys there. And if there's anything you want to hear about on the podcast in coming episodes, upcoming episodes, any topics in particular, anything you want me to address, please shoot me a message, private message me on Instagram at Coach Meg Pearson or on the podcast page, Fertile at 40 Podcast, or you can go to my website and click on any of the contact links there as well. And again, if you are looking for support on your fertility journey, pregnancy, or postpartum journey, I am opening up some spaces for private coaching. I have a couple of one-on-one clients right now that I've been working with in six-month programs that will be wrapping up very soon. So you can apply through my website as well if that's something you might be interested in. Website is meganpearson.ca. All right, my friends, that's it. This is a shorty and a quickie. I love you guys. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I'll hear ya, or I guess you'll hear me, next week.
Thanks so much for listening. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Fertile@40podcast and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more info on today's show, please head on over to the podcast website at meganpearson.ca/podcast. Until next time.